Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, buckle up. Welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of stoicism served straight up with a side of real talk. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide through the ups and downs of life, and today we're diving headfirst into something that's crucial for navigating this crazy rollercoaster we call existence. Building resilience. Ever feel like you're just one bad day away from crumbling? Like life keeps throwing curveballs and you're constantly playing catch-up? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a way to bounce back stronger than ever even when things get tough. And the key, my friends, lies in the wisdom of the Stoics. These ancient philosophers knew a thing or two about weathering storms. They understood that life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. It's a mix of highs and lows, victories and defeats. But what truly separates those who thrive from those who merely survive is their ability to adapt, learn, and rise above the challenges they face. So, let's break down five key Stoic principles that can help you build that unshakable resilience. First up, accept what you can control. This sounds simple, right? But it's one of the hardest things to do. We spend so much energy fretting over things outside our influence, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather. Seriously, who controls that thing? The Stoics remind us that focusing on what we can control is key. Instead of getting caught in a spiral of worry about a deadline you can't change, channel your energy into finding solutions and taking action where it matters. Think of it like this. Life throws punches. Your job is to dodge the ones you can't control and land a knockout blow on those you can. Next, focus on what truly matters. Our world bombards us with distractions, social media notifications, news alerts, endless to-do lists. It's easy to get caught up in the noise and lose sight of our core values. The Stoics encourage us to cultivate a life aligned with what truly brings meaning and purpose. Think about your passions, your relationships, your goals. Those are the things that matter most. Now, practice gratitude. When you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, it's easy to forget all the good in your life. But taking a moment to appreciate the simple things, a warm cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation, a sunny day can shift your perspective dramatically. Cultivating gratitude is like giving yourself a mental reset button, reminding you that there's always something to be thankful for, even on the toughest days. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Think about it. Every obstacle you overcome makes you stronger, wiser, and more capable. The Stoics viewed setbacks not as failures, but as valuable lessons. They understood that true strength comes from bouncing back from adversity, learning from our mistakes, and using those experiences to fuel our progress. Finally, live in the present moment. We often dwell on the past or worry about the future, but the only moment we truly have is now. The Stoics encouraged us to focus on the present experience, savoring the good, accepting the bad, and moving forward with intention. By practicing mindfulness and staying grounded in the here and now, we can find peace and clarity amidst the chaos. Okay, let's talk real life for a second. Remember that time you completely bombed a presentation at work? You know, the one where your voice cracked, your slides glitched, and you felt like everyone was judging your every move. Yeah, I've been there. But instead of letting that experience define you, imagine turning it into a learning opportunity. Reflect on what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and practice your delivery until you feel confident and prepared. You'll come out stronger, more resilient, and ready to rock your next presentation. So, my friends, there you have it. Five Stoic principles to help you build that unshakable resilience. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. It's about weathering the storms, learning from our experiences, and coming out stronger on the other side. Don't forget to take these insights and put them into action today. Start by identifying one thing you can control better, focus on what truly matters in your life, and practice gratitude for even the smallest things. And as always, remember to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep rocking those resilience goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.